Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The memo, What Women of Color Need to Know to Secure a Seat at the Table, is a career and workplace guide by Minda Hartz that focuses on the specific barriers women of color encounter in corporate environments. Framed as both practical advice and a direct response to exclusion in professional settings, the book examines how racism, sexism, microaggressions, and unequal access to sponsorship shape career outcomes. Rather than offering generic leadership advice, Hartz centers the realities of Black and Brown women and shows why common workplace narratives often fail them. The book combines personal experience with accessible career strategies, making it useful both as validation and as a toolkit. Its purpose is not only to help readers navigate bias systems more effectively, but also to challenge organizations and managers to take responsibility for creating more equitable workplaces. As a result, it sits at the intersection of business, professional development, and social commentary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why standard career advice misses the realities of women of color. A major argument in the book is that much of the usual career literature assumes a neutral workplace that does not actually exist. Advice such as work hard, stay visible, and lean in can be incomplete when the environment itself is shaped by racial and gender bias. Hartz shows that women of color often have to navigate not only performance expectations, but also being underestimated, excluded from informal networks, and judged through stereotypes. This matters because generic advice tends to place responsibility entirely on the individual, while ignoring structural barriers that affect access to promotion and recognition. The book, therefore, reframes career development as something that must account for unequal conditions rather than pretend they are absent. That shift is one of its clearest strengths. It helps readers understand that frustration in the workplace is not always a personal failure, but often a predictable response to systems that were not designed with them in mind. This makes the book especially distinct within the professional advice genre. Secondly, self-advocacy as a career strategy, not a personality trait. The memo repeatedly emphasizes that women of color cannot rely on others to notice their work, interpret their potential, or volunteer support on their behalf. Hartz treats self-advocacy as a practical business skill, asking for opportunities, articulating goals, stating accomplishments, and making expectations visible to decision makers. The point is not simply confidence in an abstract sense, but the ability to translate work into recognition. In many workplaces, silence is rewarded for some people and penalized for others. So the book argues that waiting quietly can limit advancement. Hartz also connects self-advocacy to authenticity, encouraging readers to speak in ways that preserve their dignity rather than force assimilation. This approach is important because it recognizes the tension between professional behavior and personal identity. The book does not suggest that self-advocacy alone can fix bias, but it does show why visibility is often necessary for women of color to gain fair consideration. It is a tactical response to environments where merit is not always enough. Thirdly, networking and social capital as access to opportunity. Another central topic is the role of relationships in career mobility. Hartz argues that talent alone rarely moves someone forward without people who can vouch for them, recommend them, or place them in rooms where decisions are made. The book, therefore, places strong emphasis on building social capital through intentional networking, professional relationships, and community support. This is not presented as superficial small talk or transactional self-promotion. Instead, it is framed as an essential mechanism for access in workplaces where informal influence often matters as much as formal performance. For women of color, who may be excluded from dominant social circles, this can be especially important. The book encourages readers to build networks inside and outside their organizations so that one person's bias does not become the final word on their future. This topic matters because it explains how opportunity is often distributed through relationships long before it appears in official systems. In that sense, the book shows networking as a structural tool, not merely a career tip. Fourthly, microaggressions, workplace politics, and the emotional cost of bias. The memo does not treat bias as a theoretical issue. It focuses on the daily experience of microaggressions, exclusion, and the pressure to manage other people's discomfort while still performing at a high level. Hartz makes clear that these experiences are not minor irritations. They accumulate and shape how safe, valued, and effective a person feels at work. By naming workplace politics alongside racism and sexism, the book shows how formal rules and informal behavior together can limit advancement. This is significant because many professional environments ask employees to adapt to harmful conditions without acknowledging the emotional burden involved. Hartz also links these experiences to mental and emotional well-being. suggesting that career planning for women of color must include self-preservation. That broadens the meaning of professional success. It is not only about promotions or salary growth, but also about whether a person can remain intact while pursuing them. The book's attention to harm gives it analytical depth and keeps it from becoming a purely strategic manual. Lastly, changing the table, not just trying to fit into it, the book ultimately argues that individual adaptation is not enough. While it offers tools for navigating corporate spaces, it also asks whether those spaces are willing to change. Hartz challenges the assumption that women of color should simply adjust themselves to existing norms and instead points toward broader responsibility on the part of managers, leaders, and organizations. This includes paying attention to equity, building inclusive cultures, and understanding how talent development can fail when leadership does not invest in marginalized employees. The book also leaves room for alternative paths, including entrepreneurship and creating new opportunities outside traditional corporate hierarchies. That matters because it recognizes that some readers may never receive fair treatment in the environments they are trying to enter. By combining practical advice with systemic critique, the book avoids the narrow message that individual resilience alone is enough. Its larger value is that it speaks to both sides of the equation, helping women of color navigate the table, while also exposing why the table itself needs redesigning. In conclusion, the memo should be read by women of color navigating corporate life, as well as managers, executives, human resources leaders, and allies who want a more accurate understanding of how bias affects career development. For readers in its target audience, the book offers more than encouragement. It provides a realistic framework for recognizing workplace dynamics, advocating for oneself, and building the relationships needed to advance in systems that often overlook or undervalue them. For leaders, it offers a corrective to the common habit of treating inclusion as a general principle rather than a set of specific practices. What makes this book stand out in the business and professional development genre is its clarity of focus. It does not speak in broad terms about ambition or confidence. Instead, it addresses the lived realities of women of color with specificity, combining career guidance with structural critique. That combination gives the book both practical use and interpretive value. It is useful for readers seeking tactics, but also for those seeking a sharper understanding of why many workplace systems fail to deliver fair opportunity. If you would like to support Minda Hartz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.